This is Disability Beat, a public affairs program for and about people with disabilities. It's about social justice, community supports, inclusion, accessibility, freedom, and choice. My name is Vicki Nicewander, and I'm the host of this program and also the parent of a fantastic young woman with a disability.
The views and opinions expressed here are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT, its board of directors, associate station manager, or Prairie Air Incorporated.
Stay tuned for a pre-recorded interview with Melissa Pappas, director of Rosecrans, right here in Central Illinois, providers of mental health care services. But first, disability news for the week of March 18th, 2024. The Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services wants to change rules regarding how researchers can retrieve data from Medicare and Medicaid while raising hiking fees for that access. Currently, researchers can pay to use CMS's cloud-based system. They can obtain files from the agency to store at their institution. CMS is now citing growing data security concerns and an increase in data breaches across the healthcare ecosystem. As a result, they are considering requiring all access to go through their cloud-based system. Only governmental agencies would be eligible to request an exception to the new policy. CMS is also planning to raise pricing for that access. Under the proposed plan, researchers would pay $20,000 plus an annual renewal fee of $10,000, and the cost would apply to each user. Since many projects involve teams of researchers, that cost is potentially significantly higher, with new policies taking effect as soon as August 19th. The proposal is a concern for researchers who rely on data from CMS. David Mandel, a professor of psychiatry at the University of Pennsylvania, said that the CMS data in question has been critical to increasing knowledge about experiences of children and adults with autism. Mandel said the CMS proposal would, quote, dramatically increase the costs associated with doing this research, end quote. He also said that the cap for the National Institutes of Health grants that frequently fund this type of research haven't changed in about 20 years. In the meantime, the costs could limit the development of new researchers who may have had less opportunity to participate in research projects during their training, according to John Schilda, executive director of the Association of University Centers on Disabilities. A CMS spokesperson said that it is the agency's priority to expand, quote, user-friendly, secure access to the data. The spokesperson said in a statement, quote, CMS appreciates researchers' comments to help the agency carefully consider how to best meet their data needs while protecting beneficiary data and is expanding its request for feedback and providing additional time for public input, end quote. CMS has extended the deadline for stakeholders to submit feedback until May 15th. According to new research, Black teachers are less likely to identify children for disability services. The study published this month in the American Educational Research Journal says that even though the trend held for both white and Black students, it was particularly significant for Black boys, especially those who are economically disadvantaged. According to Constance Lindsay, an assistant professor of educational leadership at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and an author of the paper, quote, it may be that Black teachers interpret certain behaviors as simple inattentiveness rather than a disability, or that Black students respond to Black teachers with more engagement, end quote. Examining administrative data from North Carolina elementary schools for two school years, researchers found that the disparity in special education identification was stronger in categories where there was more discretion, like learning disabilities. While special education can be helpful, there have been concerns that children from minority backgrounds are overrepresented in special education, and researchers said it can be stigmatizing if students are placed inappropriately. According to Cassandra Hart, a professor of education at the University of California, Davis, who worked on the study, quote, our results add to the growing evidence for why diversifying the teacher workforce is important for improving student outcomes from all backgrounds. Beyond that, school districts may want to consider providing clear guidance to teachers around when they should urge screening for disabilities to minimize the role of teacher discretion in the identification process, end quote. And finally, self-advocates and healthcare leaders have developed a plan to change the experience of people with developmental disabilities in seeking medical care. The new National Roadmap for Disability Inclusive Healthcare is a set of goals and actions that are recommended to better prepare doctors, nurses, and dentists to treat people with disabilities. For example, the Roadmap recommends that professional organizations incentivize continuing clinical education focused on intellectual and developmental disabilities, and says that regulatory bodies should require further education about disabilities as part of licensing renewals and board certifications. According to Dr. Hong Mai Pham, president and CEO of the Institute for Exceptional Care, a nonprofit advocacy group, said, quote, "The National Roadmap for Disability Inclusive Healthcare is an ambitious blueprint that can measurably change healthcare," end quote. Research shows that only about 40% of physicians feel prepared to offer people with disabilities a similar quality of care to others. Disability advocates have been pushing to add mandated training for disabilities to the medical school curriculum, but such efforts have failed so far. Despite that, there have been some signs of progress, with the American Medical Association and the American Dental Association agreeing in 2022 to work toward expanding disability training for medical and dental students. And that's the news for this week. You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. I'm pleased to have on the phone with me this afternoon Melissa Pappas, who is the executive director of Rosecrans, the primary provider of services for people with mental health difficulties and challenges, and serving a lot of folks in this area. Thank you so much for joining me today, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me, Vicki.
So why don't we start out by you introducing yourself to the listeners.
My name is Melissa Pappas, and I am the executive director of Rosecrans of Central Illinois.
And what I always want to ask people, what brought you to the field of mental health long term? To become an executive director, you've got a lot of experience in the field. Where did it start for you?
I think it started like a lot of individuals, where I had some of it within my family and within my close group of individuals in my life. And it began as needing to have a better understanding of how to treat individuals that are experiencing mental health issues, how to provide the best support, and what treatment outcomes will provide the highest quality of life. And that's really what carried me through my professional career.
And, you know, Rosecrans, it's a fairly good-sized agency. How many people do you serve in the area, roughly?
So in the area, we touch a multitude of counties. Mm-hmm. So we serve individuals in Champaign, Ford, Vermilion, Iroquois, and Kankakee, and those are just the areas that are identified as Central Illinois. We also have facilities throughout Northern Illinois, and we have facilities in Iowa and Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
So we touch tens of thousands of people each year.
Yeah. And let's kind of go through, if you're willing to do this, to talk specifically about the different types of programs that are offered there. Because I think people have heard of Rosecrans, but maybe don't necessarily, haven't checked into the details of what you all do.
Oh, absolutely. So we are a behavioral health organization, meaning we serve individuals with a variety of needs, mm-hmm. whether it be substance use issues or mental health issues. And we have programs that range from residential treatment for both mental health and substance use. We have housing programs for individuals that have mental health and substance use issues. Rosecrans also provides a continuum of community outreach services that involve case management services or intensive case management services for individuals that have severe mental health issues. And then we also offer the outpatient services that I believe a lot of people are familiar with. So outpatient mental health, outpatient substance use, which involves a lot of group or one-on-one treatment. I think what really is amazing that Rosecrans offers is we also offer psychiatry services for both youth and adolescents. Mm-hmm. And adults. I think that oftentimes one therapy may not be enough for an individual, and we really strive to offer that the people in the community that are struggling with substance use and mental health issues a full continuum of care.
Yeah. And I've heard so often that psychiatry is so hard to come by that it's good to know that Rosecrans has that available. How hard is it for people to get in their foot in the door when it comes to that kind of a service?
So for Rosecrans, we offer walk-in assessments mm-hmm. at our locations in Champaign. We have a location off of Walnut Street. It is 801 North Walnut, where you can walk in at any time 5 days a week and receive an assessment. And based off of that assessment, we are going to match you with the program that will be able to provide you the most treatment for whatever is the most significant issue in your life. Mm-hmm. Right now, our psychiatry services have no wait list, so we are able to accept individuals immediately for psychiatry. However, the client really needs to also be actively participating in our outpatient services to receive psychiatry, because we've really found research shows that it needs to be a holistic approach, that medication is not a cure, and that often that additional support with therapy and case management really provides the best outcomes for the individuals.
Very interesting. And do you also serve people who are dually diagnosed with developmental disabilities and with mental health issues?
We have individuals that have serious mental illness, and often we see some issues with their developmental state. However, we don't necessarily have a specific program, but our range of programs that we do offer here at Rosecrans, we would be able to find the best treatment for them. And if not, we have phenomenal relationships with local community partners that will be able to meet anybody's needs.
Oh, that's very interesting. So you partner with other agencies in the area, and who are those agencies?
So we partner with a lot of agencies for a multitude of needs. Mm-hmm. So we partner or we work with the Pavilion, who provides a lot of detox services for individuals that have severe substance use issues that need detox services before they come into residential treatment. We also partner with Promise Healthcare, and we have a phenomenal relationship with See You at Home and Strides, the homeless shelter here locally. So I think that's really what is phenomenal about Central Illinois, is that these agencies are really coming together to make sure that these populations of individuals are well cared for.
Yeah. So if I'm a parent of a of a youngster, you know, a teenager, say that I suspect has mental health concerns, what would be how would I do anything about that? How could I get help for my child?
I think that the best thing to do is to walk in to our Walnut location or to do some research at our website, which is rosecrans.org, mm-hmm. and someone can connect you immediately to complete an assessment for the youth. Getting the individual into treatment is the priority of Rosecrans, and also making sure that the families feel supported throughout that assessment and treatment process.
Yeah. And what are the challenges overall with your agency? I know that, you know, everyone's always talking about how, you know, mental health needs to be better funded and, you know, there's just not enough out there for people. What are the challenges that you're dealing with in that area? Do you think right now that you're getting enough funding for the work that you do?
You know, Vicki, that's a great question. I do think that funding is always going to be a subject of some concern. We really want to expand and be able to meet the needs of the community. But I also think that the individuals in the community's ability to come to treatment has also, we've seen a lot of challenges with that, and that's why Rosecrans has really created a lot of community programs so that we can make sure that we are meeting the clients' needs in the community by going to them and delivering services, whether it be in their home, whether it be in the schools, whether it be sometimes at a park. We really want to be able to remove any barriers that may be in place from getting these individuals treatment.
And I would think that, you know, the issue of stigma plays into that as well.
Of course, yes. I think that we have made great strides as a society in regards to the stigma for substance use and mental health issues, but it is still there. And you can see that with people concern with who will find out that I'm coming to treatment, or how will this impact my job, or how will this impact my relationships with my family. And so Rosecrans really works hard at identifying that treatment is providing hope to individuals that are struggling and that deserve to live a fully functioning life. And so a lot of the staff that work here at Rosecrans, you know, we are definitely making sure to play a role in decreasing the stigma that still surrounds mental health and substance use issues.
I would think that certainly plays a role, and also that people often don't understand that this isn't like a disease or an illness that you can't just go one time and get a medication and think that you're done.
Correct. Yes.
So how does it work for the typical person? Getting the assessment first, right? But beyond that.
Correct. So there is a multitude of ways that we get people into treatment. We offer a 24-hour crisis line where we are able to respond to individuals' crisis within the community. People walk in our front door requesting an assessment. Individuals are referred by family members. And once that assessment is completed, we're really looking at the person as a whole and treating the person and not treating the diagnosis, which is huge and something that I'm very proud of to work for Rosecrans, is we are making sure that these people are more than just a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And after that, our experts who complete the integrated assessment are linking the individuals up with treatment programs that will best be able to provide them with the most relief from their symptoms. And then after that, it's really based on how an individual moves through treatment and how well we are able to meet their needs. And that can be anywhere from 6 months to a few years. And mm-hmm. it's all on an individual basis. There is no cookie cutter program for people that are dealing with substance use and mental health issues.
Does Rosecrantz support group therapies, or do you do anything with support groups at all?
Yes, we are a huge supporter of group treatment, and we incorporate that within both our mental health and substance use lines of service. We also encourage AA and NA participation within our substance use line of treatment, our residential program, and our recovery home that is housed at our Moreland site actively participate in NA and AA meetings. Mm-hmm. And we also have opened up our building to have in-person AA and NA meetings from the community. So they're able to come in and use our space as a meeting space.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. And how about for people who don't have money and they don't have insurance, can they still get some services from Rosecrantz?
Yes, they can. Rosecrantz's mission is to serve individuals where they are at. We offer a program here at Rosecrantz that will actually help you obtain benefits. As we know, individuals that have benefits have more doors available for them to be able to receive treatment. And so we have a full-time staff member that is her sole focus, is to make sure individuals have the benefits that they need in order to receive the treatment that they deserve.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad to hear that, because I know that people think that, well, they can't do anything about their struggles because they just don't have the money to pay a psychiatrist or psychologist or, you know, the medications and so forth. So that's very encouraging. If you look at the programs that you have, what is the one that is really new and different? Do you have any of those?
We do. So we have a Pathways to Success program, which is a program that was created by the state of Illinois, mm-hmm. That really focuses on wraparound services for youth that have been within the crisis care system. So these youth have experienced some significant crises or difficulty in managing within their environment. And these teams, their job is to provide them with intensive case management services to really help stabilize them within their environment. And also really they're encouraged to utilize kind of different ways to provide that stability. So whether it is a, equine therapy, or whether it's the family doesn't have funding for weighted blankets that would help the youth with their anxiety. And this program is designed to be able to obtain those things through special funding in order to stabilize these youths. And it is a phenomenal program that Rosecrantz is honored to be able to be a part of, and really trying to provide these families and these children support so they are able to live stably in their environment and decrease their utilization of the crisis system.
So I guess I'm thinking that if you're doing wraparound services for youth and children, that you have to be working fairly closely with school districts as well.
Yes, and Rosecrantz has a phenomenal relationship with the school districts. We have our prevention program that is in a multitude of counties that provide prevention services, and we are the crisis care provider in a variety of counties. So we are often going to the schools whenever a youth is in crisis in order to assess them. So yes, we have a close relationship with the school systems, close relationship with the hospitals.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, One more question. This might be a tough one, but I want you to think about it for a minute and tell me. If in a perfect world, what else? How would Rosecrans serve the community differently if you had all the money you needed and could do anything that you would like to do that would help?
Wow, that is a really good question. I think that for Rosecrans, I believe that we would want to be able to expand more into the community. If we had all of the money and all of the resources, we would want to make sure that we are bolstering our community services, because it is very difficult for individuals that are experiencing substance use and mental health issues to sometimes just get out of bed. And so being able to provide these services in different ways instead of just the office, I think that that is, would be a priority for Rosecrans, as we want to be able to meet the community where they are at and be able to provide them with treatment despite their ability to be able to come into an office.
Yeah, and I would imagine somebody who's got, what is it, agoraphobia, where you don't leave your
right.
home. How do you even begin to treat people who have that kind of a disability?
Exactly.
So, yeah. So if people are interested in more information, or if they would like to talk to somebody about starting services at Rosecrans, what's the best way to go about doing that?
So the best way to go about doing it is visiting our website, www.rosecrans.org, or call 866-330-8729, and you will be connected with somebody that will be able to talk you through the multiple services that we offer.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Is there anything I forgot to ask that you'd like to let people know?
I don't think so.
All right, then. Thank you so much for joining me today, Melissa Pappas, Executive Director of Rosecrans, right here in Champaign-Urbana. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This and other episodes of Disability Beat are available at weft.org/public affairs. For updates and information, join our Facebook page at Disability Beat Radio. To share ideas for guests or topics, email Vicki at disabilitybeat@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great rest of your week.
For Humanity of Champaign County and the Habitat Restore. Donating your time or money to and making purchases from the Habitat Restore empowers local families by helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County, please visit cuhabitat.org or follow on Facebook and Instagram.
And you are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Coming up next is Food Sleuth Radio. But before we get to that program, just remember that our WEFT Spring Fund Drive starts tomorrow, which does not prevent you from making your donation today. Just go to our website at weft.org, click the Donate Now button, and you may see a picture of our t-shirt that we are offering for a donation of $90.10 this year. It is tie-dye. The first ever that we've done is a tie-dye t-shirt that has on the front of it, Keep Weft Weird. And those of you who are listeners of WEFT know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't know, you should listen more because we have a lot of very interesting, unique programming on this station. Again, the website is weft.org. Be sure and take a listen. Be sure and make a donation and keep on being as weird as we are. And now is time for today's episode of Food Sleuth Radio.
Hi, welcome to Food Sleuth Radio, where we help you think